So, I had this idea. I love talking about spiritual stuff. I'm always yapping my wife's ear about the things that I'm learning about the things that I'm going through, about the questions that I'm having. You know, basically the entire spiritual process that I'm going through, I just can't stop talking about it. And it's kind of all been focused towards the people in my life and mainly her for the last little while. I feel like a lot of the time there are interesting things that come up when I'm talking through my process out loud. There's something about that, about trying to figure it out in a verbal way where I can kind of see things differently and come to better conclusions. So kind of processing through it verbally helps a lot. The idea of this podcast is that instead of doing that to my wife, I'll be doing that to a phone screen or, you know, a video camera. I also thought it would be really cool because in the spiritual community, we have a lot of teachers, a lot of people that have gone through the process and then are speaking with students on how to do the same thing for themselves, they're trying to help guide people through their own spiritual process. It's kind of interesting, and I think it might be a different perspective to talk through it while it's happening to me. So I'm coming from a perspective of not necessarily knowing what the end point is or even having been there, but of working my way through it. And I think there might be some value in that perspective rather than being at the end, and who knows, there's never really an end, but having accomplished something and looking back at how you may have accomplished it is different than being in it and working through it actively. So that's kind of the idea of this podcast, that it's more of me coming to you as a fellow human being going through the spiritual process rather than trying to teach you how to go through it. I don't know how it will evolve. It definitely might change as time goes on. But I like this kind of starting off point. Now, spiritual is kind of a loaded word, right? It's used in a lot of different ways for a lot of different things. It doesn't really refer to anything specific. It can refer to religion. It can refer to New Age spirituality, to crystals, to all sorts of things, meditation. So you can say that you're a spiritual person and be religious, and you can also say that you're a spiritual person and be into tarot cards, right? It kind of weaves through all of it. I think some people kind of see that as it having lost its meaning, but personally, I kind of feel that there's a beauty to that. That it kind of shows that through all the religion and all the ways that we use to connect with spirit, there's something constant there, or there's something consistent. And while it is kind of broad and doesn't explain anything specific, I think there's some beauty to that. I guess what I'm trying to say is when I'm talking about going through a spiritual process, you might kind of ask, well, what kind of process are you going through? What are you doing specifically? Are you following a path? Are you following a religion or an idea or certain beliefs? And I think I'm kind of approaching this from a different perspective. When I look at our generation and the world at this time, I kind of see that religion and structure around spirituality are sort of, it's losing its place in our lives. And I think that's causing a lot of issues. But I also think that it's necessary because whenever you go through a transitional period, you have to let go of what you had and move towards something you might not necessarily know what it is or what it's going to become. We don't always know what it is that we're moving towards before we have to let go of what we previously had. I think we are losing that old sense of spirituality where we have figures and masters and people that are telling us what it is that we need to do to connect with source, to spirit. We're losing the idea that somebody outside of our own selves can tell us how to connect with something bigger than ourselves. And we're also losing the idea that there's one specific way to go about that, or that there's one specific way to look at that. So we're, I can kind of feel like the trajectory we're going in is one where we're removing our authority from those things outside of ourselves, and it's returning back to ourselves. And of course, we don't really know what to do with that, right? Because we were never really taught how to trust in ourselves and how to listen to what's going on inside ourselves. So we're kind of stumbling around. We don't have a lot of people that are showing us how we can do this. And I think it's causing a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression and a lot of pain. But I think it's all very necessary for us to start the next steps in the way that we are interacting with our world and we're interacting with God or spirit or source. Because I think we're moving beyond the small ideas that were necessary for us in the beginning and moving into something much bigger. All of that is kind of to set the stage for the fact that the process that I'm going through is more of an intuitive one. It's not something that I can say, here is my spiritual path. I'm a Buddhist, or I'm a Christian, or I use mindfulness meditation for enlightenment, or, you know, so on and so forth. My path isn't one that's easily defined and packaged up and able to show people. It's more of one where I'm going inside and feeling out what would be necessary for me to take the next step towards becoming more of who I am and embodying more of my spiritual self. So a lot of this podcast will be about me talking about whatever is relevant for me in the moment. And hopefully in some way, you might find what you need through that, through me processing what's relevant for me in the moment. And what I'll say with that is I definitely have more of a broader perspective on truth and spirituality than I would say a lot of people do. I don't think that If something doesn't resonate with you, then I don't think it's right for you. There's no reason. And especially, I think we get confused because we look at teachers and masters and these people that we come into contact with in spirituality that have achieved something. And it's very visible. It's palpable. You can feel it. And they there's something there that you're drawn to, right? And they may say stuff that you're drawn to, and then they might say something that doesn't connect with you. But there's a confusion because we're not taught to trust ourselves. We think, well, everything else they've said is correct, and they seem to be doing really well, so this other thing must be true too. I think at the end of the day, we need to go back to being our own authorities and to listening to our own truth. If I say five things that resonate with you and one that doesn't, throw that one away as far as you can. I do not know what's right for you. I only know what's right for me, and I can only speak from my truth and my heart. And I think that it's also true that there may be cases where something is true for me and the opposite is true for you, and there's no need for it to meet at all. And I think that once we kind of begin to trust that process and trust what's true for ourselves, we can kind of find our own unique spirituality that's not homogenized, that doesn't look like everyone else. And we'll stop needing to label things and people and ideas. People will just be unique versions of themselves expressing what it is that they came to express, rather than a Christian. And I know what you are because you're a Christian. We'll meet each other with wonder because we won't really know what's going to happen next or what you believe. And we won't necessarily need to change each other when there's somebody standing correctly in front of us. And there's a time for change and there's a time for pushing against ideas. But all of that was to say, I'm not coming from a place where I'm holding some sort of truth or my experience is the truth and others have to accept it. I'm just coming from a place of moving through my experience and sharing what might be helpful for other people. I think that I kind of want to say a little bit more about intuition and its role in our spiritual paths. As I've kind of come to rely on myself more and more, I've become more sensitive to listening to what is for me and what isn't for me. And the place that that really happens in is the body, right? Because the mind can run through so many different ideas. It can run through ideas that are right for you, that are wrong for you, that are right for someone else, but wrong for you, or right for you, or wrong for someone else. I kind of see the mind as something that is able to dig into a lot of different things, but doesn't really know what to do with the information that it's getting. It's getting a lot of information, and it's getting a lot of understanding, but it doesn't really have the ability to decide of that information what is correct and what is incorrect. And I kind of think that for a long time we've been disconnected from our body. I don't meet very many people, and this includes myself, that feel very grounded in their body, that feel like they are aware of what's going on inside of them. So I think that's why we've been susceptible to other people's ideas throughout history, whether they be good or bad for us, and accepted other people's truth because we had nowhere to go in the mind to tell if something was right or wrong for us. So my movement lately has been down into the body as often as I can and listening for those responses. And it's very interesting because, you know, in spirituality, a lot of times we talk about, or especially in New Age spirituality, people will talk about having positive thoughts and positive ideas and trying to ignore the negative. But when you actually come down into the body, there's a lot going on and there's a lot of information in there. And to be completely honest, when you first do it, it doesn't feel very good because you go in there and there's a good story about this. And I'm probably gonna destroy this story, but I'll at least be able to get the point out, which is, I think it was like a Zen story or something like that, where the master was talking about inhabiting the mind, right? Because a lot of times we're not even in here, we're out there. We're kind of going down the road on this idea or worrying about this. So most of the time we're not even present in our heads, let alone in our bodies. But he kind of said, when it's like if you had a house and you left it for years and you came back and there could be all sorts of things going on inside that house. There could be mold growing. There could be damages. There could be somebody living in there. There could be pests and there could be, insects. So it's a mess because you weren't there inhabiting it, cleaning it up, taking care of it. And the idea is kind of the same with whatever you are, you know, that consciousness of coming back into your body, into your mind, and down into your body. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of just gone on, you know. I don't think most of us like what's going on in there too. And that's why whenever we have moments where we go in, we immediately go out and find something to distract us. Because there's a lot of pain going on in there. There's a lot of unresolved issues. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of, you know, one I've been dealing with lately is just pressure in my head. And we don't really know what to do with all that because no one has really taught us. They've just taught us we're kind of incentivized to not pay attention to what's going on inside of our body. And to just find the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So when we step inside there, it's uncomfortable. And then we think that we've done something wrong, maybe. Maybe we need to think more positively, or we shouldn't be dealing with this, or we should try to not pay attention to it. The negativity, the pain that's going on inside of there is a signal. It's telling us that there's something off balance. Or a lot of things off balance, right? That are going on inside of the body, inside of the mind, that aren't aligning with who we are. Because I personally do believe that there is always something that's constantly aligned with who we are inside there, that everything's kind of reflecting. And that's where we get something that feels wrong or something that feels right. So when we first go into the body, though, it's just a mess. We can't even really listen because there's so much going on in there. And it's usually a lot of not fun stuff. Meeting all of that pain and all of that confusion and just watching it has been my process lately. Just allowing it to be there and meeting it and not trying to not notice the thoughts going on in my head or not pay attention to them or not notice the emotions going through me. You know, because for a long time, I was really, I loved mindfulness meditation, but I kind of loved following the breath more than I loved the other aspects, which was just being aware of what was going on. So you can kind of concentrate on something so deeply that you're not feeling what's going on around you, right? So it kind of makes everything disappear till you come out of that concentration. the point of this, or the point of what I'm doing, is to go in there and meet everything that's in there. And from a grounded place, so it does help for me to follow my breath, to be aware of my body, to sort of have something to anchor myself in there. I really love to anchor myself down right at the root, I guess the root chakra, or right at the bottom, the base of myself, and then just allow the emotions and allow the pain and allow the confusion to come up and know that it's not permanent. It's a moment. It's something that happened or is happening that hasn't been looked at, that hasn't been allowed to express itself and then leave. Because when we have all of this buildup, we aren't allowed to listen anymore. And then we build up more and more and more, and there's not this freedom of, let's say, this clarity where we might be feeling aligned and at home within ourselves. And then we make a choice and all of a sudden there's this negative feeling or this sense of like, that's not right for me. And you know that that's not just a negative feeling. That's like a signpost, right? That's something for you to learn from and to use. And then we go in a different direction and there's a positive feeling. There's a sense of being drawn towards it, or a sense of this is right for me. And we use that negative and that positive, those things that, you know, sometimes when we enter spirituality, we just try to go for the positive and try to avoid the negative. But the negative is just as potent with meaning as the positive is. It gives us just as much information because we have that guidance system of, don't go that way. And yes, come this way, come that way. And it does take practice to be able to know, and it takes clarity because sometimes we're mixed up in our head and we have a lot of old stuff going on and a lot of fear. So maybe there's something that we do need to go towards that there's fear in the way of. So we think, And of course, we need to be able to embrace the negative because it's going to teach us something. It's going to tell us something about what we're doing. But with it all being built up and none of it being processed, there's no room for us to be able to look inside and see on a decision-by-decision basis. It's more like there's all this old shit in there that needs to be let go of first. You need to clear yourself of what, you know, however old you are and however much is down there. You need 20 years of crap that you have just suppressed. You need to let up. And who knows how quickly that process can happen. It doesn't have to take 20 years to get through it. And I'm sure the positive builds on itself, right? So the more awareness you bring, the easier it becomes. And then the more integrated you become, the more you can look at any given time. And it becomes faster and faster and faster. And the more sensitive you become and the less pain you can tolerate. You know, I've noticed that in me where there have been times, you know, you sort of in the world get taught to, even when you don't have energy for something, you fake it, right? You try to, especially with like social norms and politeness, if you don't want to talk to somebody but somebody's talking to you, you just sort of muster the energy and you talk to them. As I've moved more in an authentic direction and kind of connected more and more with what's going on inside of me, I've kind of started to notice that I have less and less energy for that stuff and less tolerance. It's almost painful to get myself to come out of this place. And I'm not even that grounded in here, but it's like, you become more sensitive to it and you become more unwilling to move from this place that is your home. You know, I had a thought the other day. I had a big life event that recently happened that was quite stressful and quite painful, and I know it was for the best, but, you know, when spirit kind of takes something away from you, even when you know it's good, it doesn't mean that you aren't holding on to it really tightly. And I'll probably go into that in another podcast, but it had a lot to do. I was meeting a lot of ideas of scarcity and a lot of ideas of not having enough money, not being able to take care of things. And specifically, you know, you start going down the mental roller coaster. You know, what if I'm homeless? You know, what if I don't have a home? And it was really interesting, a perspective, and I don't know when this happened, but popped into my mind, and it's been very healing. And it was the perspective that you can never be without a home, because there's a home that you take with you everywhere you go, and it's your first home. And whether you have one on the outside or not, this one will always be with you, and it's this body. And none of us are inhabiting our home. We're looking for one out here, one that meets certain needs, but this one was made for us. This one has everything you need, and it's always with you, no matter what. You have a home even when you're away from home. And I realized I just am not there, and I don't know what's going on inside of it. And I'm not at home in my home. There's a lot going on in there, in my body. Oops. And so this first step that I'm taking is the step of coming home to the body where I've always supposed to have been, where I have protection and comfort and love, and clearing it out and cleaning it up. You know, it's time to clean it up. It's time to connect with that part of me that knows how to go out into the world and be who I'm supposed to be and act how I came to act and serve in the ways I'm supposed to serve and love in the ways I'm supposed to love. This body has all of that information, and I've been ignoring it. You know, that's kind of what I realized. I've been running from it, and it's okay. That's just what happens, because we grow up not being connected to it, and then pain happens, and no one teaches us what to do with that, what it means, how to deal with emotions. And so we run away from the body, and we run away from our connection to our GPS and to our soul and to God, because we came here in a body expecting that body to give us wisdom to be able to move through it. And all of us are disconnected from it. So that's sort of that first intuitive step that I'm taking. And I'll kind of walk you through the practices and the things that I'm doing with that. But it's coming into the body and being at home here. I know that before anything else happens, I have to be grounded in this and not be moved and not be pulled away every time something scary happens or something negative happens, but to be anchored in this body and its wisdom, and to be listening and to allow it to connect with the mind and to guide the mind. The mind is beautiful. I think sometimes we get taught to get rid of it, but it's gorgeous. It just, It needs to be connected to the rest of you, to the other parts of you that have wisdom. And then it can operate correctly in its role, you know. It's not that it's useless. It's beautiful, you know. It sets us apart from so many of the things we encounter on this earth. We just let it get away from us. We let it run without any supervision. And that can be kind of dangerous, just as anything could be dangerous if it doesn't have all of the integrated parts working with it. So I hope, you know, this kind of gave you a taste of what this podcast will be like. I hope that I've said some things that kind of make you think or pique your interest. At the end of the day, remember, always follow what it is that feels right to you, because you are your own authority. There's no teacher. There's nothing in the world that can tell you what you need more than you, that can take care of you more than yourself, that can have compassion towards yourself more than yourself, because you know what's going on in here. And you've just been waiting for you to show up to be able to give yourself those things. We have so many capabilities and potentials waiting for us in here. And this new age of spirituality is about taking our power back. It's about becoming our own authorities and not allowing anyone to tell us how to think about life, to think about God, to think about spirit, but to come to our own understandings and to stay strong in that. And this doesn't mean that people can't give us advice or say things that resonate and we can take those, but we always take it in accordance with what works with us. And I think if we started doing that, there would be a lot more happiness, there'd be a lot more beauty, there'd be a lot more harmony even in disagreement. There'd be a lot of beautiful things that would happen if we could do that. And so that's what I'm starting to do. And if that resonates with you to also start, I would love for you to do it with me, to join me on that journey. But hopefully I've said some things that are interesting to you and that maybe help you connect with parts of yourself that are important for you to connect with. So until next time.